Voice of Nigeria is right here to promote your business. Yes, your social events, weddings, birthday parties, baby ceremonies, graduation, anniversaries, engagements. All your events can be promoted right here on Voice of Nigeria. Yes, you heard me right. Don't know about you because you're not promoting your business. Yeah, we can bring you the awareness that you need for all those revivals, seminars, special events, conferences, church services, your Sunday services, your social events, weddings, birthday parties, baby ceremonies, graduation, anniversaries, engagements. Call us today right now at 06-846-06-550. That's 06-846-06-550. Voice of Ninja, your place to advertise.
It's 2014 and it is another year for Armageddon Prayer and Revival Conference, Netherlands. Armageddon Prayer and Revival Conference, it's coming to the city of Amsterdam. The Friday, 9th of May, Saturday, 10th of May, and then Sunday, 11th of May, is coming up and the venue is appearing on the screen. Don't miss it. It's a united front of all the churches and the Spirit of God Almighty is coming down and it's going to be great in the city. All the men of God and the women of God in the city are coming together and your miracle is tied to Armageddon Prayer and Revival Conference. It's happening on Friday, 9th May, Saturday, 9th May, Sunday, 11th May at 7 p.m. each night. And the theme is the coming of the glory.
Voice of Nigeria is right here to promote your business. Yes, your social events, weddings, birthday parties, baby ceremonies, graduation, anniversaries, engagements. All your events can be promoted right here on Voice of Nigeria. Yes, you heard me right. Don't know about you because you're not promoting your business. Yeah, we can bring you the awareness that you need for all those revivals, seminars, special events, conferences, church services, your Sunday services, your social events, weddings, birthday parties, baby ceremonies, graduation, anniversaries, engagements. Call us today right now at 06-846-06-550. That's 06-846-06-550. Voice of Ninja, your place to 06-550. That's 06-846-06-550. Voice of Ninja.
Like a leaf. morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning to all our fans. Good morning to you. My name is Apostle Helen Udokeno. The Verse of Life Bible Church, alias Lady Abomba. I'm here together with Apostle Udokeno. Apostle, say good morning to your fans.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. God bless you.
We are transmitting this hour on Radio Voice of Niger, your popular radio program on Radio Razo. Shortly, we'll be bringing you the updates, the tidbits for the day. And for sure, you know, this is our inspirational gospel time where we use the gospel and psalms to uplift your heart and to prepare you for receiving today. So stay tuned and just enjoy the worship. The mobile album exhibition Colors of Southeast is a tribute to semi-official mayor of Southeast. Wednesday, 21st December, is the festive opening of the mobile album exhibition known as Colors of Southeast on the Bulawayo Park in Belma West. What are the colors of Southeast? This is an initiative of Hobu to showcase the rich diversity of Amsterdam Southeast. 15 life-size place show photos by Leslie Adu and Paco Nunes with sound clips by Elvis Pinel made during the 5th edition of the Southeast Parade in Amsterdam South Coast. Together, these panels form a movable exhibition of portraits and impressions of the atmosphere in the public space, which will be on display at various locations in Amstel 3 next year. On display will be the residents, cultural institutions, and social organizations that together make up Southeast. The exhibition is an initiative of Hobu and is made in collaboration with Finca.nl, Speak Up, Sectum Southeast Parade, and marks the first rostrum of the Southeast Parade and the first time that the parade passed through the Brazza Park and Burma West. And step three of Burma West is an area undergoing transformation, and in the coming year, 10,000 new homes will be built in this business area. This exhibition already gives color to this area, makes a connection with the other neighborhoods in the southern southeast, and is a part of the placemaking program that is being carried out under the name Hope by Sparks Production and Pop-Up City on behalf of the municipality of Amsterdam. The exhibition is also a tribute to the spiritual father of Southeast Parade, Roy Ristey, who pioneered the parade in 2018, but died unexpectedly at the age of 68 towards the end of 2021. Roy Ristey was referred to by national media as the unofficial mayor of Southeast, an icon and also a controversial politician. According to Roshni Forsing, the director of the Southeast Parade, Roy was a tireless and passionate person who has made it his life mission since the 1970s to give justice, citizen participation and diversity a voice and a face in Amsterdam and beyond. And that he did through diverse multimedia channels, of which the Southeast Parade is one. During his last minute on this earth, he made an urgent appeal to his successor to continue this. Initiator Hubu proudly invites everyone interested in diversity and inclusion to experience the festive opening together. You may register at bit.ly/chlorinevansatost. I repeat, bit.ly/chlorinevansatost. The expo will be at Bulawayo Park in Southeast, and the opening will be at Shebang, which is at the Hetty Uvel Reg number 8, opposite Ikea. So go right now and register at bit.ly/chlorinevansatost and participate in this life-changing experience. We look forward to seeing you. Bye for now.
This.
Shall we pray? Father, we thank you this morning and we open up this broadcast in your mighty name. We pray, oh God, that our day be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, that you will lead and you will direct every one of us. I pray especially for those who have tuned in, those who are the fans of the African media and the rest of Malia, that you will bless them and bless them in your church. In this very day that you've given us the world to see again, that their lives become prosperous, their lives become meaningful. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch everything that we should do this day and let them be to the glory of God. We thank you. Amen. Now let's read from Psalm 34. Psalm 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. May my soul make its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, test and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is there who desires life and loves many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upward the righteous, and his ears towards their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil. God cut off the memory of them from the earth. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all trouble. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. Affliction will slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of them who take refuge in him shall be condemned. This is the word of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So, have you seen how beautiful it is to be a righteous person and to put your trust in the Lord? I mean, this psalm is so loaded that even if there's an affliction around you, the Bible said many are those afflictions, but that the Lord, he is the one that will deliver you from them all. So even if there are people who are laughing at you and they think you're afflicted now, you must be well assured that God will deliver you, and your enemies will see that the Lord has delivered you. Look at this one. He said the face of God is against those who do evil, to cut them off from the place of memory. You see that the righteous, they are not going to stay too long. The face of them is against them. The face of God is against any unrighteous person, any wicked person. And the purpose is that God will cut them off. So while they are thinking they have blossoming, their end suddenly comes. That's why it's not good to be wicked. Do you understand? Right. And he says to us, if you want to live long, you must keep your tongue from speaking evil. You see? And turn away from every evil. The Bible said, even the long-eared lions, they may lack what they will eat. But those of us who fear God, right. So the Christmas is coming, and maybe your heart is panting and wondering, what are you going to eat? Where are you going to make it up for your children? Don't be afraid. God is on your side. You will have enough, even more than enough. Because if God can provide for the birds of the air, and he can provide for the animals that are on the field, how much more you, who he made in his image? God will surely provide for you. Are you troubled? Are you afraid? The Bible tells us in the same verse we read, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear the Lord to deliver them from anything that is making them afraid. So fear not. God will deliver you from that sickness. God will deliver your children. He will deliver your family. They will not die. They will live to declare the goodness of the Lord. Look at, the Bible tells us in that same scripture, he said, if you look unto the Lord, your face will be radiant. That means your face will always shine. And you will shine, and God will never allow you to be put to shame. So, who are the people who must seek for God? Every caliber of people, both the poor and the rich. He said the son that the poor man sought after the Lord, and God answered him, and God delivered him from that which he feared. Do you understand? So the psalmist tells us, we shall bless the Lord at all times, and his goodness is, we should not stop mentioning the goodness of the Lord, because in us there's the fire and making the goodness of the Lord. God is well pleased. So this is what I have for you. Why do you continue to listen to all the music that we have for you today? Stay tuned and feel very free to give us a call on the studio line. God richly, richly.
I believe it for myself. God have mercy on me.
Voice of Nigeria is right here to promote your business. Yes, your social.
This is a press release on Southeast. The mobile outdoor exhibition Colors of Southeast is a tribute to semi-official mayor of Southeast. Wednesday, 21st December, is the festive opening of the mobile outdoor exhibition known as Colors of Southeast on the Bulawayo Park in Belma West. What are the colors of Southeast? This is an initiative of Hobby to showcase the rich diversity of Amsterdam Southeast. 15 life-size place show photos by Leslie Adu and Paco Nunes with sound plays by Elvis Pinel made during the 5th edition of the Southeast Parade in Amsterdam South Coast. Together, these panels form a movable exhibition of portraits and impressions of the atmosphere in the public space, which will be on display at various locations in Amsterdam next year. On display will be the residents, cultural institutions, and social organizations that together make up Southeast. The exhibition is an initiative of Hobu and is made in collaboration with Finger of Mel, Speak Up, Second Southeast Parade, and marks the first rostrum of the Southeast Parade and the first time that the parade passed through the Brazza Park and Belma West. Amstel 3 or Belma West is an area undergoing transformation, and in the coming year, 10,000 new homes will be built in this business area. This exhibition already gives color to this area, makes a connection with the other neighborhoods in Amsterdam Southeast, and is a part of the placemaking program that is being carried out under the name Hope by Stax Production and Pop-Up City on behalf of the municipality of Amsterdam. The exhibition is also a tribute to the spiritual father of Southeast Parade, Roy Risti, who pioneered the parade in 2018, but died unexpectedly at the age of 68 towards the end of 2021. Roy Risti was referred to by national media as the unofficial mayor of Southeast, an icon and also a controversial politician. According to Roshni Hossein, the director of the Southeast Parade, Roy was a tireless and passionate person who has made it his life mission since the 1970s to give justice, citizen participation and diversity a voice and a face in Amsterdam and beyond. And that will be through diverse multimedia channels, of which the Southeast Parade is one. Last minute on this earth, he made an urgent appeal to his successor to continue this. Initiator Hubble proudly invites everyone interested in diversity and inclusion to experience the festive opening together. You may register at bit.ly/clothing/Southeast. I repeat, bit.ly/clothing/Southeast. The expo will be at Bulawayo Park in Southeast, and the opening will be at Shebang, which is at the Hetty Nouvelle Reg number 8, opposite IKEA. So go right now and register at bit.ly/clothing/Southeast and participate in this life-changing experience. We look forward to seeing you. Bye for now.
Of Nigeria is right here to promote your business.
Come and do a miracle today. Awesome. Yes, we deserve. We welcome you to the Miracles of Jesus this morning, being presented by myself, Archbishop Dr. Helen Rudokeno of Rivers of Life Bible Church. Now, take your Bible, lift it up and say, this is my Bible. I believe it is the word of God. I know that it will do whatsoever God has said it can do. I am not in any doubt that this Bible, which is the word of God, will perform in my life today as I believe in it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Father, we thank you and we bless you once again. This is the hour and the time we've been waiting for to hear the word of the living God. We thank you, God Almighty, for the vessel you're going to use to be a blessing. We also thank you for all our listeners out there, that you're going to bless every one of us one by one. And Lord, we pray that because of the word, let our destiny be reshaped. Let, oh God, the things that we need be met, and may our week be favorable. We plead the blood of Jesus over the cable lines, and we ask, oh God Almighty, that all manner of need be ministered unto through this cable line, and at the end of the day, let us have powerful testimonies and have, oh God, in the ability to come back to you in testimony of what you've done for us. Thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray with thanksgiving. And let all the saints say a big amen. Say it like you mean it. Say a big amen. Hallelujah. Say a big amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So my topic this morning, if I'm going to ever reach that topic, is that this is my 11th hour. So 11th hour. This is my 11th moment. So 11th moment. 11th hour, 11 moments suggest that it is a time when it's like your patience is running out. It is like a time when everything that needs to be negative, everything that needs not to be on your side, they are all manifesting and they are all happening. And you are almost about to throw in the towel, because to you, you don't know whether God is still going to perform. That's the 11th hour. When almost all the hope is dashing out, when all that you do not want are staring at you, trying to make you annul the word of God, trying to make you to bend, to succumb. Oh, that is the 11th hour. And if you look at it today, Christmas is fast approaching. The year is almost about to end. There are so many things some of us have been asking the Lord to do for us. And it's like God have left you behind. It's like your mates have outrun you. The more you are praying, you've done everything they told you to do. You've fasted, you've prayed, you've given your tithe, you've given offerings. And it's like you're still not seeing the blueprint. It's like you don't know which way to go. Oh, you are being stirred. You are being stirred by those forces and those things you don't want to think about. They're staring at you. It's like the sickness is rather increasing than diminishing. Oh, don't throw in the towel. This is your 11th hour. It is the time when God will prove himself. Because after he allowed them to gather when they were building the Tower of Babel, they gathered and they thought that they are succeeding. before you know it, he that is seated in the heavens, he will show forth and he will have the last laugh. The devil will never have the last laugh where you are. It is God that will have the last laugh. That God will show up in this 11th hour of your life. He will show up in the 11th hour of my life. He will show up in the 11th hour of our lives, and he will do something spectacular. It will be miraculous. It will be powerful. It will be excellent. It will be marvelous. What God will do for you and me when he appears at the 11th hour. Come on, lift up your voice and say, I receive it. I want you to know this morning that God is adding value into your life. God is adding value into your life this morning. God is adding value in an unusual way this morning. Among the value he is going to add for you in this very day is the value of joy. God will visit you with joy. God will visit this morning, your morning, with laughter. When God decides to add value to you in this your 11th hour, it means that everything about your life will change because of who Jesus is. So, someone listening to the sound of my voice, you must know that you are about to experience a new life. You are about to experience new things in Christ Jesus. Everything that was confronting you is about to turn for good. And your life will become a new testimony in the name of Jesus. Those sicknesses, those failures, those stagnations, those ancient doors that have been confronting you and your family, they are about to give way, and God is about to do something spectacular in your life, in your family, in your marriage, in your finance, in your job, in your career. I said, God is about to do something. God is wonderful, and there is no one that is like him. He's going to beautify your life with everything that will make you acceptable. God is going to beautify every aspect of your life that when you look at yourself, you'll be wondering, how come he didn't answer me all this time, and he can come now and he can do it more than enough. That is the God we serve. I said, that is the God we serve. He is going to give to you more than enough of that which you've been asking for, to compensate you for the years when you could not receive those things. Say, I hear a big amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Receive it in Jesus' name. The God of 11th hour sits and watch your enemies think they have succeeded in delaying you. They've succeeded in making you not to have baby when you're supposed to have baby. They've succeeded in making you not to marry when you're supposed to marry. They will sit and be thinking they've succeeded in making you not to go to school at the time you're supposed to go to school. But they do not know that as your enemies are planning and exhibiting their ignorance. Yes, I call it ignorance because they don't know what God is working on behalf of you at the background. And because they do not know, that's why they go about making a mimicking of you, and they go about making a mockery of your ministry and calling it all manner of name, calling you all manner of name, trying to attach you with your need. And they don't call you by your real name. They don't call you need that is associated with your problem, like as we see in the book of Luke, when they qualify that woman and say the woman with the issue of blood. Nobody ever knew who she was. They never made mention of her name, like the man as well in the book of John, when they will say the man with infirmity for 18 years or 38 years, you know, that kind. And listen, they don't mention their name in the the book of Luke 10, there was a woman, they said, she's bent over, the bent over woman. Nobody heard, nobody knew their name. They use situation to qualify them, like the one in Luke 18, the woman with persistent need. That woman, nobody made mention, you see, but they call her with the need because she had to appear many times to the king. You see, sometimes people will use your need to begin to give you a name after your need, just because they want to humiliate you. They want to make you look as if you don't want it. Never mind. It doesn't matter whatever evil news, evil name they may have given unto you. The same mouth that gave you those names, they will turn to call you by your real name, because they are going to see how God Almighty will turn your situation into joy. He will take those things that are playing out in your life and work them out through. And at the end, all things will work together for good to you who believe in God, who are called according to his purpose. Oh, that's what God will do for you. That's what he will do for us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you. Oh, hallelujah. I'm talking about the God of the 11th hour. The Bible says, and I go to the book of Psalm 102, verse 13. The Bible says, let me read it for you. You will arise and have pity on Zion. Do you see that? You will arise and have pity on Zion. It is a time to favor her. The appointed time has come. This is the appointed time, somebody, for you. This is the appointed time to favor you. Oh, it does not matter that things delayed, but this is the appointed time. In the appointed time, all things will work together for good. In this appointed time, nobody will say it's no more your turn. I mean, God wouldn't go and take permission. You will just wake up one morning and you will find out that the same thing you've been trying to do before, they are not the same thing you are doing. And all of a sudden, people began to respond to that thing. Are you hearing me, somebody? You see, the set time, the appointed time, that is a time God has orchestrated to show forth his face, irrespective of who is sitting on top of your blessing, irrespective of where they've hijacked it to and dumped it and buried it. God will pick your pieces from wherever it is. You smite it with the blood of Jesus and make newness to come out of it again, and make beauty to come out of it again. Now people will be looking at you and they'll be wondering, is it really this woman, or this a duplicate, or this a second, or this a twin of this person? They will not be able to understand, because you'll be so dazzling, you'll be so full of enriched, you'll be so full of beauty that they will never be able to understand that it is you. And that's what God is certain to do at this set time. He said it is a time to favor Zion. The appointed time to favor you and to favor Zion. It is now. Receive that miracle of now. Receive it in Jesus' name, wherever you are. Receive it. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and say, Lord, please favor me. Say, Lord, say, my Father, this is the hour and this is the time to favor me. Turn my situation into favor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and begin to pray. Open up your mouth and tell the Lord that let him make you to benefit from this time. May you benefit from this time. Let nothing stop you from benefiting from this moment. May nothing stop you. May nothing hinder you. Shaddai, turn my situation now and put my enemies in derision. Put them into a mockery. Put them into a place of mockery. Let my enemies stop mocking me. turn their situation now, turn it around for good for me. In Jesus' name, begin to pray. Yes, oh God, turn situation around for good. Turn situation around for good. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The book of Matthew chapter 20, and I read from 6 and 7, it says, and about 11 hour, he went out and found others standing, and he said to them, why do you stand here idle all day? They said to him, because no one has hired us. He said to them, you go into the vineyard too. And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first. And when those hired about 11 hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. Oh, what does this situation mean? You see, the master went out, and then he went out, and all of a sudden he saw these men who were idle. They were doing nothing. They were doing nothing because nobody, the answer was that nobody has hired them. Is that your situation? To be idle means to have nothing to do. It means to be empty. There are some of the people who have awoken this morning and they don't seem to have anything to do. They don't seem to have anything that is worthy that they would do. No, there's no job. There's no business. So either you engage yourself in the right things and use your time you have now to study the word, and at the same time write your applications and look for something you can do, than to use it and become a busybody, pick up phone and or begin to scroll on internet this early morning and waste all your time on Facebook. It baffles me how people will get up in the morning and the first thing they want to do is to go to Facebook, and they go to WhatsApp, and they go to Instagram. It baffles me what, and well, guess what they are doing? They are putting their photos there, and they want to put the party they had gone last night. They want to put all of those things there. I kept on wondering, is that why God woke you up? You are idle, for God's sake. And an idle man is the devil's workshop. So when the master went out and he found that these men were idle, he was so astonished. He asked them, what are you here? Why are you doing nothing at this hour of the day? They said, because nobody has hired us. Let me tell you one thing. But let me tell you. You see, God does not like it when we are idle. He does not. So God is a very hardworking father, and he has made us in his image that we should not allow anything to make us idle. Do you understand me? Your every idle situation in your life, I prophesy this day, will be visited upon. Every idle situation you've had and you go on every week. This week, there will be an exemption. The Lord is going to bless you with good job so you can find something to do and earn a very good living. Come on, open up your mouth and say, Heavenly Father, please, as you showed up in the life of this man in the book of Matthew and you changed their situation, show up in it. God wants us to show in the 11th hour that we will not throw in the towel, but we will not bow to any strange God. We will wait until we see our deliverance. And even if deliverance still did not come, you are not going to what? Bow. Hallelujah. You are not going to bow. And as these three Hebrew boys could not bow to the God of Nebuchadnezzar, what happened? God eventually showed up on behalf of them. And that's what God will do. At the 11th hour, when it is as if everything have gone, when nobody knows the beginning and the ending, that was the time God showed up. May that God show up on behalf of you and do something new in the name of Jesus. I believe this short verse, this short word of exhortation, it has helped you. In case you need more, or you need prayer,